Recorded Books is pleased to present the Modern Scholar Series, where great professors teach you. My name is George Gwinnell, and I'll be your host. Today, we begin a course entitled From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey. Your professor will be Jennifer Tobin. Professor Tobin is an associate professor of classical archaeology at the University of Illinois at Chicago, where she has taught since 1999. Professor Tobin is the author of Black Cilicia, a study of the Plain of Issus during the Roman and Late Roman periods, and Herodes Atticus and the City of Athens, Patronage and Conflict under the Antonines. She has participated in excavations in Greece, Cyprus, and Turkey, and leads educational tours of archaeological sites in and around the Mediterranean basin. For more information on this course, please visit its webpage at www.modernscholar.com, where you'll have access to links to related sites and a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students. And now, we begin From Troy to Constantinople, Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, Lecture 1, Paleolithic and Neolithic Turkey.
Hello. This course, From Troy to Constantinople, the Cities and Societies of Ancient Turkey, is a course designed to introduce the variety of peoples that lived in what is today the region of Turkey. We'll be covering a time period from about 10,000 BC to about 300 AD. And during this really long period, we will see a remarkable diversity of peoples and societies that lived in this one region. We will explore the creation of temples, the invention of cities, the first mosaics, the first coinage, the first portraiture. It's a remarkable place where great inventions occurred. Now, to understand how this all happened, we need to talk a little bit about the geography of Turkey. And at its heart, of course, is the Anatolian Plateau. Turkey stretches essentially from Asia to Europe, and it encompasses a variety of climates and geographic locations. And at its heart, as I mentioned, is the Anatolian Plateau, an expanse of steppe land that rises about 5,000 feet above sea level. There are mountains ringing this plateau. To the north are the Pontus Mountains, and to the south are the mighty Taurus Mountains that stretch along the whole south coast of Turkey, with peaks rising about 12,000 feet high, sometimes in the summer, still covered with snow. The Taurus Mountains acted as a barrier between the Anatolian Plateau and the coastal zone to the south. Now, essentially, Turkey is a peninsula ringed by water. At the north is the Black Sea, on the west is the Aegean Sea, and on the south is the Mediterranean. At the eastern edge of Turkey are more mountains that give rise to the great rivers of the Tigris and the Euphrates that wend their way south through the desert into Syria. Now, this varied landscape is very important, and that's why I'm talking about it, because it created natural barriers, and these natural barriers allowed individual regions to develop uniquely. And that's why we'll see that in Turkey, in antiquity, there were great diversity of populations with different customs, different languages, different religions. And this allowed for these unique developments to occur. So the varied landscapes and natural barriers within Turkey encouraged the development of a number of unique societies that we will be learning about in this course.